Then the badger said, "Now then, tell me the news from your part of the world. How's old Toad getting on?"
"He's going from bad to worse," said the rat sadly. "He had another crash only last week, and a bad one. You see, he thinks he's a wonderful driver, the best in the world, but he isn't. He's terrible, but he won't take lessons and he won't listen to anyone."
"How many has he had?" the badger asked.
"Crashes or motor cars?" asked the rat. "Well, with Toad it's the same thing. This is the seventh car and the seventh crash. His garage is full to the roof with bits of broken motor car."
"He's been in hospital twice," the mole added. "The police have arrested him for dangerous driving 3 or 4 times, and he's spending so much money."
"That's another problem," the rat went on. "Toad's rich, we all know that, but his money won't last forever. Sooner or later, one of two things will happen. He'll kill himself in a crash, or he'll have no money left at all. Badger, we're his friends. Can't we do something?"
The badger thought for a while. "You know, don't you, that I can't do anything now?" he said at last.
"No, no, of course not," the rat and the mole said together.
Everybody knew that in the animal world the winter was a time for rest and sleep. Nobody wanted to do anything important or tiring.